Title: Ambient Intro to Hard Drop Transitions for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build one of the most useful arrangement skills in drum and bass, an ambient, cinematic intro that flips into a hard, club-ready drop, while still being genuinely DJ friendly. And when I say DJ friendly, I don't mean it as an intro. I mean it mixes cleanly in real-world conditions, 16-bar phrasing you can trust, a downbeat that's impossible to miss, predictable energy raps, and low-end discipline so a DJ can blend without your track fighting the outgoing sub. We're doing this in Ableton Live, in arrangement view, using mostly stock devices, and we'll structure it like a proper tool, ambience that establishes identity, foreshadowing that gives grid and direction, a build that escalates without ruining mixability, and then a drop transition that hits like a door getting kicked in. First, set your tempo. Put it at 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit. Now jump into arrangement view, and add locator markers so your phrasing is locked. Put one at bar 1 called intro A, atmos, bar 17 called intro B for shadow, bar 33 called build, tension, and bar 49 called drop. Those locators are not just organization, they're a promise. A DJ will feel those 16-bar boundaries even if they're not counting, because you're going to signpost them clearly. One more workflow move before we write anything. Create a group for your intro elements and call it Intro Bus. This is going to make your automation clean and musical, because you'll be shaping the intro as a system, not doing random master automation that accidentally shrinks the drop. Now, bars 1 through 16. Ambient bid. The goal here is mood and key center without eating headroom. You want width. You want space. You want tension, but you do not want low end. Create a MIDI track named BAD. Load wavitable or analog. Go for something sinish or triangle-ish. A soft tone. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. Then low pass it. You can do this in the synth filter or with auto filter afterward. Now add auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff slowly over the first 16 bars. A good range is something like 400 Hz up to around 2.5 kHz, depending on how bright you want the scene to become. This is one of the easiest ways to make something feel like it's moving forward, without adding more instruments. Next, add hybrid reverb. Think hall or shimmerish. Set the decay long, like 6 to 12 seconds. Predelay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry tone still has definition. And here's the first major DJ-friendly rule. High pass the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. You are not allowed to smear the low band with ambience if you want this to blend in a club. Then add utility. Push the width to something like 120 to 160%, but engage bass mono and set it around 120 Hz. Even if there's barely any low content, this prevents weird stereo junk from accumulating down there. Quick teacher note, a lot of why does my drop feel smaller than it should problems are actually my intro is already huge. If the intro is wide and loud and full spectrum, you have nowhere to go. So keep the ambience wide, yes, but also light. Think cinematic fog, not a wall. Now create your texture layer. Add an audio track called texture. Drop in a field recording. Vinyl crackle, distant room tone. Foley anything that gives you motion without demanding attention. Put EQ8 on it and high pass it around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's harsh, gently dip 2 to 4 kHz. Then add a tiny bit of grit. Redux or erosion works, but keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it crunchy. You're trying to make it tactile so it doesn't sound like a stock pad floating in space. Add auto pan with a slow rate, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, and 20 to 40% amount. Then a small reverb, or a low mix hybrid reverb. The vibe should be environment, not wash. And keep repeating this to yourself. The intro low end must be clean. High pass anything that isn't intentionally your sub. In this stage, it's basically nothing. Now we start foreshadowing. Around bar 9 through bar 32. This is the distant club technique. The listener needs to feel the grid and the inevitability of the drop, but you're not giving the whole game away. Create a drum track called Tops, Ghost. Build a simple closed hat pattern. Eighth notes if you want it straight and functional, or shuffled sixteenths if you're going for more roll. But make it consistent. DJs need something steady to lock to. On that Tops group, add auto filter and start it high passed aggressively like 2 to 4 kHz. Then slowly open it down, to maybe 1.2 to 2 kHz by the end of the foreshadow section. Add a short plate reverb, 10 to 20% wet, and then utility or just lower the gain so it sits behind the Atmos. This is the trick, You're giving a DJ a beat grid without announcing drums are in. Subtle, but reliable. Extra coach move. Make the downbeat impossible to miss without overdrumming. Add a tiny transient marker like a rim, a short hat, or a noise tick on every bar or every two bars. Keep it quiet, but consistent. Even at low volume in a booth, that little marker helps someone feel where one is. Now, add a Reese tease, but no sub yet. Create a MIDI track called Reese tease. Use operator or wave eatable. Keep the notes mostly on the root, maybe root plus fifth, with occasional movement for story. Process it with saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 and high pass it at about 90 to 120 Hz. That high pass is non-negotiable here. This is character, not weight. Add auto filter and automate resonance sweeps. You're basically saying, the bass is coming, but you're not letting it occupy the actual sub lane. And here's an arrangement signpost that works every time. Bring that Reese hint in around bar 13. Then mute it briefly at bar 16. That tiny absence tells the listener, new phrase starts now, and it tells DJs, we are cleanly in the next 16. Now we hit bars 33 through 48, the build. This section needs escalation, but it still has to be mixable. The rookie move is to dump full drums and full bass here. The advanced move is to increase perceived speed, density, and tension while still keeping the sub controlled. Let's add breakbeat fragments. Grab an amen, think, funky drummer, or your own break. Put it on a track called Break, Frags. Use simpler in slice mode or a drum rack with slices. Start filtered and quiet. On the break track, put a EQ8 and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 10 and amp somewhere around 5 to 12 kHz depending on brightness. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff opening across these 16 bars. What you're doing is building texture and urgency. You're making it feel like the track is accelerating, even though the tempo never changed. Now for the snare build. Keep it phrase aligned so DJs can predict it. First 8 bars of the build, put a snare on beats 2 and 4. Then for 4 bars, go to 8th notes. Then for the last 2 bars, a 16th roll. That gives you escalation that feels logical, not chaotic. On the snare build track, add reverb that grows toward the end. Add auto pan with increasing amount. Add a touch of saturator. And put a limiter at the end just to catch the wild peaks, because snare rolls love to surprise you. Now add a riser and a downlifter, but keep tonal consistency. Use Waveatable's noise oscillator or a sampled riser. Add frequency shifter very subtly for that uneasy, dark DNB movement. Automate reverb size and filter cutoff upwards. Teacher note, tension via modulation beats tension via loudness. If your build is just everything gets louder, your drop won't feel like a release. Use filter movement. Resonance, slight pitch instability, stereo changes stuff that increases stress without simply raising RMS. Now let's talk about the actual transition moment at bar 49. Microvoid plus impact. Hard drops hit harder when you remove energy briefly. Choose your microvoid length. A quarter bar is classic and modern, a half bar is heavier and more dramatic, and a full bar fake out is risky but works if your phrasing is perfect. Implementation is simple. Automate the intro bus volume down to negative infinity for the last eighth to quarter beat, or automate a utility, mute on the intro group. The key is that the silence is intentional, tight, and aligned. It's not a messy pause, it's a vacuum. Now build an impact stack that's clean and mono-safe. Create an impact group with 3 layers, a short controlled sub drop, a mid-impact like a cinematic hit, and a noise burst for transient aggression. On the impact bus, use a QA to remove mud around 200 to 400 Hz and tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. Add gentle saturator to glue. Use utility to ensure the low end is mono. If you want width, put it on the noise layer, not on the sub. And if the impact is stepping on the drop drums, you can sidechain it slightly, but generally you want it to punch and then get out of the way. Now bars 49 through 64, the drop entry. This is where you win the dance floor, but also where you either help DJs or betray them. Drums first. Keep the first 4 bars simple but loud. Main kick and snare, hats, minimal fills. Then bars 5 to 8, add ghost notes and more top energy. Bars 9 to 16, you can bring in the break layer or extra percussion. Put your drums through a drum bus. Drum bus for weight, but don't crush the transients. Glue compressor with attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. EQ 8 for tiny corrective moves, and a limiter only if you absolutely must better gain staging beats emergency limiting. Now the bass. Commit to a drop identity. Duplicate your Reese. tease and erase, drop, remove the high pass. Instead, manage the sub with EQ8 carefully, add heavier saturator drive, maybe light multiband dynamics to stabilize mids, and utility with bass mono up to 120 Hz. Then sidechain it, put a compressor on the bass keyed from the kick, or from a ghost kick trigger if your kick pattern varies. Ratio around 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If it's two-step and you want that pump, you can go a bit more, but keep it controlled. Now, the DJ-friendly part isn't only about what you add, it's what you don't do. Don't put sub in the intro, or if you do, keep it as an intentional, controlled FX moment close to the drop. DJs often roll out the low EQ on the incoming track until the drop. So here's a reality test. Throw an EQ8 on your master and cut everything below 120 Hz. If your intro still communicates groove and direction, you're winning. If it collapses into vague ambience, you need clearer tops, clearer transients, or a stronger mid-bass tease. Also, avoid phrasing that lies. No random 12-bar sections. No massive change at bar 7. Make your 16-bar boundaries audible with one clear change, not four changes at once. In a booth, monitoring is imperfect and your track needs to be readable. And don't let FX mask the downbeat. Risers and impacts are cool, but the drop one must be obvious. Now let's choose an intro format. You've got two proven options. The first is clean mix-in, the most DJ functional. Bars 1 to 16 is ambience plus filtered tops. Bars 17 to 32, maybe to add a simple kick and snare at low level, or just hats and a clap. Bars 33 to 48, build tension but keep sub minimal. Bar 49, drop. The second is tease mix-in, more narrative. Bars 1 to 16 ambience plus the Reese hint, no sub. Bars 17 to 32 break fragments plus tops plus FX. Bars 33 to 48 snare build and filters opening. Bar 49, drop. Both work. The decision is basically, do you want maximum blend utility or more character while still staying mixable? This audio version is shortened for playback.